Hello?
This is a confirmation call from eBay. We have received a purchase request of $299.99 and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1, or to claim for refunding, then press 2, or to talk to our representative, then press 9. Thank you.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, thanks for getting connected to eBay. How can I help?
I just got a call that someone tried to deduct $299 from my account.
Mm-hmm. All right, so could you please confirm me, like, what was the message all about that I will help you?
From the phone call that I just received here. It was a automated thing person and said to speak to operator, so I clicked to speak to an operator.
Okay. So, let me make you understand, like, the reason behind this voicemail is to inform you, like, today morning at 4 o'clock, the purchase has been made for eBay gift card and the amount is $299.99. So, could you please confirm, like, you want to continue with the purchase or you want to cancel it?
No, that's a scam. No, that was not me.
Right. So, ma'am, in order to cancel the purchase, first of all, we need to generate the cancellation ID for you to cancel it. So, could you please confirm me, like, what kind of device you are using at the moment? Like, it's an Android or it's an iPhone with you?
An iPhone, but I don't shop on eBay.
Okay. I understand, ma'am. Like, the thing is, maybe someone create a fake account under your name or your number and they are trying to misuse your personal information for the illegal purpose because the location is showing California, right?
Yeah, that's not me.
Yeah, we know that. So first of all, ma'am, we need to generate the cancellation ID for you to cancel the purchase. Then we need to investigate, like, who does the stuff, right?
Uh-huh.
So could you please, are you using iPhone, right? So just do one thing. Simply put me on speaker. First of all, put me on speaker and go to your app store. Yep, done. Okay, so are you on app store?
Yep.
All right. So look at the very bottom. Can you see a magnifying glass?
Yep.
Okay. So you need to click on the magnifying glass, then you go to search panel. You got it, ma'am? You got the search panel?
Yeah.
Okay. On the search panel, you need to type over there, E for Echo.
Yep.
B for Bravo.
You want me to search eBay?
No. Type eBay, then give a space.
Yep.
Now type A for Alpha.
Yep.
N for Nancy.
Yep.
Y for Yankee.
Yeah.
D for Delta.
Yeah.
E for Echo.
Yeah.
S for Sugar.
Yeah.
Then K for Kilo.
Nothing's coming up.
No. Just give a click on search. First of all, ma'am, just confirm me, what did you type on a search panel? Just confirm me the whole thing.
eBay and then space AMYDESK.
Yeah. Now give a click on search.
Yep, and it's coming up Google Chrome.
It's come up Google Chrome.
Yeah, I don't understand why I have to do this for.
Sorry?
I don't understand why I have to go in do all this. This seems weird.
Because, sir, because, ma'am, first of all, we need to generate the cancellation ID for you. I already explained you. We need to generate the cancellation ID for you to cancel the purchase, first of all, right?
Yeah, then I understand that you've explained everything. You don't need to be rude to me. It's just really random that I got a phone call like
you. I'm not rude to you, ma'am. It's our duty to help our customer.
Well, of course, but I haven't received any email or anything from eBay stating that someone's tried to sell anything from me.
I understand your concern. I understand your concern, ma'am. You don't have any application from eBay, and you don't get any email from eBay. But first of all, ma'am, I just want to confirm you. Like, you got a voice message, right?
Yeah.
So that is the reason talking to me to resolve the problem as soon as possible. So that is the reason you're directly getting a voicemail, okay, from our company, from our security team, right? And our security team will be helping you out, okay?
Okay. So your company is eBay. Is that what you're telling me?
Yes, yes. And you are speaking to security team, right?
Okay, yep.
Mm-hmm. So first of all, ma'am, just confirm me what comes up on your screen.
Google Chrome. When I type that in, that's what comes up, Google Chrome, and it says open.
Okay, just hold on for a moment. And below that, Google Chrome, what can you see, ma'am?
Nothing. There is nothing under that, just that Google Chrome.
All right. You can see only Google Chrome, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So you just need to wait for a second. Just hold on for a moment.
Yeah. There's still nothing.
You need to wait for a second, ma'am.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, ma'am. So do you want to just wait for a second because I need to connect this call one of my senior technicians and they will help you out, okay? They will help you better than me. Just wait for a moment. Hold on.
Okay.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, hi, madam. My name is Harry from Anti-Fraud Department of eBay. I'm the senior supervisor over here. So how are you doing today?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
I'm well, thank you for asking. And I believe, ma'am, you understand what's going on. Because yeah, I want to guide you and I can refund the money. So that's why.
Yeah.
All right. So, madam, first of all, tell me, did you share your any personal information with any other one?
No.
All right. So, madam, first of all, tell me what type of mobile phone you are using right now, because I want to generate a security firewall into your device behalf of the hacker. So that's why I'm asking you.
iPhone.
All right. So, madam, first of all, I'm providing you the security firewall, all right? It's a totally free service call. Don't need to pay anything for that, all right? Then I can send you the cancellation form. And you need to fill up the form by your end, then you get your money, all right?
Because so I didn't have any money taken from me?
Ma'am, your money has been held from our end because our technician has been hold your money. Someone, ma'am, mm-hmm. used your card, like many times our server putting that, right? So that's why our technician has been hold that. That's why you cannot see, like, any notification from your bank, all right? So, madam, first of all, do one thing. Open up your app store.
Yeah, I just did all that, and it didn't work. This is deep. Can you send me an email regarding this information?
Okay, I understand, ma'am. Ma'am, I'm not sending you any email, right, because some illegal transaction by your end and someone get your IP address. They are hack your IP and get your all details, like your name, your address.
Yeah, but how do I know you're not doing this?
Okay, I'm giving you my all verification, ma'am. So please take a pen and take a piece of paper with you at first.
Okay, yep.
All right. So, madam, note down my name. My name is Harry,
yep.
Harry Ali.
Yep, spell it for me.
H-H-A-R-R-Y, Harry.
Yep.
Ali. A-L-I. My last name.
That's perfect.
All right.
And you're from the security team from eBay?
Yes, security anti-fraud department, ma'am. All right?
Yeah.
And note it down, ma'am, our technical helpline number. All right?
Yep.
And the number is 800.
Yep.
Then 1-800-322-9-2-8. That's a very long number. 1-800-322-9-2-8. All right? And our address. And the address is 10th floor, 45 Market Street, Sydney, New South Wales. And my postcode is 2000
mm-hmm.
and Sydney. I want to repeat this address, 10th floor, 45 Market Street, Sydney, New South Wales, 2000, right?
Yeah.
All right. And our email address. And the email address is eBay Anti-Fraud Department at gmail.com. eBay Anti-Fraud Department at gmail.com, all right? And the Twitter ID. And the Twitter ID is at AskEBay. At AskEBay. The Twitter ID.
Okay.
And ma'am, we got the location, all right, the hacker location, and the location, it's Mountain View, California from U.S. So do you know any person from Mountain View, California, ma'am?
No.
All right. Because, ma'am, you belong from Australia, but someone, ma'am, accessed your IP address, right, from Mountain View, California. So at first I want to show you each and everything that is better understand what's going on. Okay, ma'am? So, madam, do one thing. Open up your Google, right, and type on the Google search panel, my 1P address location. Then you get to see your IP address details come up, all right? Then you can see, like, who can, like, make the charges, who can, like, access your IP from where, all right? So open up your Google Chrome.
I believe you
have a Google Chrome. Right. And then look on your screen on the top, right? Extreme top, you can see the search panel where you can type.
Yes.
Put on that, my, M as in mother, Y as in yellow, my, then give a space.
IP address. Yes.
No. It's 1P.
Yes.
I can show you your personal IP address, right? IP address, like, you can, it's a public IP address, right? I can show you your IP address, your personal. All right?
Yeah.
My, then give a space, number one. Then P, P as in Papa, one with P. Then give a space.
Yeah.
Address,
yeah.
Location, A-D-D-R-E-S-S, address, then space. Location, L-O-C-A-T-I-O-N, location, then give a space, then C-A, after the location, C-A, give a space, then C-A, C as in Charlie, A as in Apple, then click on search.
Tells me mine's hidden.
Sorry?
I said, it says, it comes up when I search that, it says IP address details, showing more details.
Yes, and you can see IPv4 address.
Yes.
The IP address means it's Internet Protocol address. I believe you know that, right, Matt?
It's come up California.
Yes, exactly. That's what I'm showing you. That's I want to tell you again and again. All right, ma'am. Like, your IP address is 66.249.66.32. Is that right?
Yeah.
Am I correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Or anything written, ma'am, like hide my IP with VPN?
Yes.
Do you know the VPN application? What is VPN application? Do you know that?
No.
Ma'am, VPN is a virtual private network, right? And the VPN is a IP blocker application. Someone use your IP from foreign country, so that's why you don't know, like, someone access your IP address and get your all details each and every day. All right.
Okay.
And below that, you can see IP location, ma'am. You are belong from Australia, but you can see your IP location, it's Mountain View, California.
Yeah.
Your location, it's Mountain View, California right now, ma'am. IP location means your live location. That means someone hacked your IP from Mountain View, California. And you can see, like, a host name.
Yeah.
I believe you're not, none of your name is, like, troll.
No.
Yes. That is a hacker name, all right? Hacker, like, using this name, like, troll. Ma'am, you are not one person, ma'am. Each and every person, ma'am, facing this problem each and every day, right?
Yeah.
And you can see, like, your IP and beside anything written, like, googlebot.com.
Yes.
Ma'am, you are using right now, it's www.google.com.au. But you can see, like, googlebot.com. This website, ma'am, created by hacker for the hacking purpose, all right? So, bloody criminals using this website for the purpose for the hacking, all right? And you can see, like, a proxy or, like, a device type. You are using right now, it's a mobile Android, nothing. You are using, at the moment, it's Apple iPhone. Right?
Yes.
But you can see right now, like, mobile Android.
Yes.
Do you have any mobile Android, ma'am?
I have a tablet, like a Samsung tablet, but I don't use it.
Oh, so
I don't think it's been charged in my 6 months.
It's not a mobile, ma'am. It's a tablet.
No.
Right?
No, but you can put a SIM card in it.
Yeah, I understand, but it's not a mobile.
Okay.
Mobile, like, called a geophone, it's mobile. It's not a tablet, not an iPad.
Yeah.
All right. So that's why, ma'am, I want to generate the security firewall behalf of the hacker, right? If, like, I'm a hacker, so I'm never showing you this address and like your information, right? I never get that. All right. So don't you worry, ma'am. Come back in normal screen where you can see your wallpaper.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
At first, I want to connect with our anti-fraud department, right? Because someone accessed your IP address, so that's why. I'm giving you the permission, ma'am. And remember one thing, ma'am. Don't need to disclose your any of the person information because this call is recorded training and monitoring purpose. All right?
Okay, yeah.
It's not safe for you, ma'am.
Yeah,
ma'am,
okay.
Do one thing. Open up your app store.
Okay, yeah. Done.
All right. And then look on your screen. On the right-hand side bottom, you can see the magnifying glass. Like search.
Yeah, the search button.
Right.
Yeah.
Click on that. And put on the search panel eBay, E-B-A-Y, eBay, then space.
Yep.
Then A as an apple.
Yep.
Then N, N as Nancy.
Yep.
Then Y as in yellow.
Yep.
Then D, D as in doctor.
Yep.
Then E as in echo.
Yep.
Then S as in sugar.
Yep.
Then K as in kingdom.
Yep.
All right. So what did you type, Matt?
eBay, E-B-A-Y, space, and then A-N-Y-D-E-S-K.
All right. eBay AnyDesk, right? This application, ma'am, it's an antivirus, right? This application, ma'am, created by anti-fraud department, all right? And registered, permission by government, the Australian government, all right?
Yeah.
So, madam, click on search.
Yeah.
Then you
and AnyDesk like remote.
Yes,
desk.
Exactly. Click on that.
Okay. And then do I?
Yes. Yes. Install like that. What option you got?
Yeah, and then I press get. Okay.
Mm-hmm. I saw that in front. So, ma'am, did you remember, did you share your any person information? Like any you remember? All right.
No.
So any other one, like, use your card apart from you?
No, not.
Okay.
I do a lot of online shopping.
Online shopping, like any Amazon, eBay, or Wish.
Oh, Wish, like months and months ago.
All right.
Like very rare.
That's I'm asking you, like, security purpose.
Yeah.
Because you're not talking with eBay shopping, you're talking with eBay anti-fraud department. All right.
Mm.
So, you got in, like, open option come up on your screen?
Yeah, it's open. I've got, it's the end desk. It's like, enter remote address and then
all
click
right,
your
all
address.
Right. Give me one second, ma'am. So I want to send you the security warning into your device right now because someone accessed your IP address and that's why you can see like a security warning. All right, ma'am? So you can see the number right now.
Yeah, is it the 381?
Give me 1 second, ma'am.
Oh.
The 381?
Yeah, 015.
015.
169.
169. All right, give me 1 second. I can send you the request. All right?
Yeah.
Okay. You can see on your screen like a security warning. So you need to click on like, I trust this call. Come up.
Oh.
Okay, you can see that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so I am aware of the risk.
Yes, because I know I'm aware of the risk. Then show again. Then click on accept.
Let me.
Accept.
Why isn't...
Ma'am, you are connected.
It won't let me click. Do not show this warning again. No.
Yes.
Okay.
Click on accept.
Okay.
Then come
up like
start. Yeah, start broadcast, screen broadcast, or any accept option.
Yeah, so, would you like to view your desk? Please choose broadcast to the next.
Yes, start broadcast. screen broadcast?
Okay, yes. Okay.
What you got? What you got?
It's broadcasting.
Yes. Don't touch your device right now. All right. Then you can see any like a red flashing on your screen.
Yes. Yes.
That is your security, right? I will generate the security. So come back to normal screen. Swipe up on the bottom top. Swipe
okay,
up on the bottom
yes.
top, right? That
yes.
we can see right now.
My screen.
Alright, so that's me, ma'am. You're successfully connected from eBay Anti-Fraud Department. So, madam, first of all, I want to check on your account, right? Like your eBay account, do you have anything right now or not? Right.
No, I don't. Yeah.
You don't do that. Alright, give me 1 second. And could you confirm your mobile number, ma'am? It's 212-444-609, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Okay. So, madam, first of all, tell me, do you have a wish account, right? You have that?
Yeah.
Okay. So, can you log in your wish account? I'm change the security firewall to your device. That's right. All right. And,
okay.
If we've done that, and let me know, all right, ma'am?
Yeah, I'm on with.
All right. And go to your payments, right? It says, ma'am, you need to remove the payments options, right? Your payment, your card has been attached on your account. So that's right.
Okay. I don't think my card is actually connected. Manage payments. Oh, yeah, just delete it. Okay, it's done.
Okay, it's done? Okay.
Yeah.
And come back in normal screen. And do you have okay. any Amazon account?
No.
Okay. So any other website you can purchase online?
I don't keep my card connected. I always just put my details in automatically.
Okay. It's very good. All right. So give me 1 second,
mm-hmm.
ma'am. I can fill out the form for you. Okay. So give me 1 second. Just stay on the line, ma'am, and look
mm-hmm.
on the screen, right? And
yeah.
Do anything. All right, Ms. Chilton. So, first of all, tell me, what type of, purpose, use your mobile phone, online shopping, checking emails, or, surfing Google?
Yeah, just normal today things. Normal things.
Normal things. Okay,
nothing.
Very good. Okay. So, madam, could you inform me your, I can see on my database someone, use your card that ends with 3731. Do you have any card?
Yeah.
It's a Commonwealth Bank card, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So, apart from this Commonwealth Bank, do you have any other bank? St.
No.
George, ANZ, Bendigo?
No.
Okay.
No.
Because,
that's too complicated.
I know, ma'am. Because this account, ma'am, your bank account and your email address, each and everything, ma'am, it's also connected with your IP address, right?
Yeah.
So, madam, first of all, do one thing, ma'am. At first, I'm sending you the money, right? I can fill up the form. If you got the money, all right? And you need to check on your last 6 months statement, any money debited from your account or not at first. You need to check on that. Then I can send you that. Okay? So you need to check on your
bank.
Yes. You need to check on your bank statement last 6 months. Any money debited from your account and let me know. Then I can refund that. All right? I can fill out the form for you from our end.
There's no money being scammed out of my account, but that's the thing.
I understand. You should check on your last 6 months, ma'am. Six months. Because someone used your card many times, right?
Yeah, can you tell me what the amount? Because I can just search the exact amount.
$299.99 from eBay.
Okay.
But purchasing, it's iTunes gift cards.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay, you did that?
Yeah, one second. Okay, well, what the hell is going on?
Check on the all of account.
Oh, you're good.
Okay. Do you have any other account?
No, I have no other account, nothing.
All right. Just check your
just
available
my normal
balance.
Account.
Check your available balance, ma'am. Slowly.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, it's normal. It's what should be there.
Okay, how much your account right now?
$30.
$30, all right. So, you cannot resume anything, right? So, do one thing, come back to normal screen where I can see your wallpaper, right? And I can fill up the form for you. Give me 1 second. Just stay on the line, ma'am. Okay?
Yeah, I am.
Just stay on the line. I'm talking with my refund department. All right, ma'am. Give me 1 second. I'll have to talk with my anti-fraud department right now, okay, ma'am? Because I can fill up the form for you, all right? In case, like, any problem, then I can, like, send you the money the another way, all right? Give me 1 second Hello?
Hello.
Yeah, ma'am. So, some technical issue by our end, so extremely sorry for that, ma'am. So, I'm refunding the money from another way, right? Open up your app store, ma'am. Open up your app store.
Yes.
Thanks.
And you can see the search panel, like a microphone glass. We are touching that.
Yes.
All right. And put on that ZipPay. Z-I-P. The P-A-Y. ZipPay.
Wait. Say that again.
ZipPay. Z as
well,
Zulu.
ZipPay. Yeah, ZipPay. Yeah.
Zip. No, the ZipPay. It's a ZipPay. Z. Z. Z as in Zulu.
Yeah. Yeah. ZipPay. Yes. Yeah. As in pay. Now.
Yeah. Install that.
Yeah.
Install that application.
I've got ZipPay. That's fine. But I don't understand. Yeah. But my card's not connected.
Not connected, all right. I want to send the money right to the card, right? The end with 3731.
Oh, so. Oh.
So
are you trying to say they didn't take it from my account, they tried to take it from ZipPay?
All right. Give me 1 second now. All right.
Oh, this is weird. No, there's nothing in there. Nothing's been taken out or even charged. There's money in there.
No, I want to send you that. I want to send you that. All right?
Okay.
I want to send you that. So give me 1 second, ma'am. And you need to click on Zip Money. All right?
Yeah.
Like shop on the bottom. You can see?
Yeah.
Right. So click on the shop, right? I want to
send
you the card, right? The gift cards.
Yeah.
You can see the Genesis single use card you right now.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Yeah.
Well, like any install option on the top.
Yeah.
Click on that. Install.
Yeah. Yeah.
Click on install. Right.
Yep.
All right. And come, you see on the live map, right?
Yeah. Yeah, what now?
Yeah, please stay on the line, ma'am. Please stay on the line. Right? Just stay on the line.
If you want to call,
ma'am, don't need to disclose this matter, any other one, alright? Don't disclose that because it's a swing operation, ma'am. And I'm going to send you the money, and that's right, all right?
Yeah, that's fine, yeah.
Give me 1 second now. Go to your seat. Money, ma'am. Go to your Zip Money. Okay, you can see on the bottom, like a home, the bottom, left hand side bottom, any home option. Okay, what gives you right now?
The total I owe, my monthly payment, pay bills.
All right. Click on back.
Yeah.
Click on back.
Yeah.
And you can see on the bottom, like a home.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm going to click pay.
Yes. No. Don't you click any pay. Don't you click any pay. Click on
home.
Right. Click on home.
Fine.
Okay. Right.
Yeah.
Okay. So I want to answer the call on my account department, right? So give me 1 second.
Hello. Can you hear me, ma'am?
Yes, I'm here.
Yeah, this is Ron Davis from the security department, from the anti-fraud department. Now, what we have just found, your Zip account has been getting misused, all right, and there will be some foreign IP address connected to your Zip account, okay?
So what we need to do, whatever
the funds is there, we need to just protect it under your information, okay? So what we are going to do, we are just converting the funds into the digital card, which will be coming up onto your email. It will be onto your email, okay? And once we just secured all the things, first I need to just simply made it, and then it will be came up onto your email, okay? So open up your Zip account first. Open up your Zip account. Yeah. So once I'll convert it to your digital card, it will be coming up onto your email. I'll just let you see. And then we can just work onto your zip account and protect the account, and then we will convert it, okay? So look at the bottom. Can you see something called shop over there? Shop. Press on that.
Yeah.
Now at the top, there will be some options coming up called gift cards. Can you see gift cards?
Click
on that. Now there will be a security gift card, digital gift card coming up called Woolworths. Okay, you will get to see that option. Just wait for a second. Scroll it down. Now can you see Woolworths? It will be at the top. Go to the top slowly. Go to the top. Woolworths. Can you see that? Woolworths gift card.
Yeah.
Like that. Click on that. Woolworths gift card. Now first we are going to secure your zip money. All right. So click on value where you see the amount. Click on value.
Yeah.
Now scroll it down and check the last amount. What is like that? Like it is it's 400 or 500 like that?
500.
Yeah. Now onto the zip money, as we have just tried to check those things, the balance will be 496. So you did not need to select 500. Select for 400. Just select for 400. Yeah. Now click on buy for myself, not for anyone. Then it will be coming up onto your email. Click on buy for myself. It will be just verifying it. Now put your verification message. It will be coming up onto your keyboard. Now wait for a second. Now what it will be showing you, select your zip money, wait, can you see? Yeah, select your zip money, then pay with zip now, pay
but
now.
But that means I'm buying it.
No, you're not buying, you're just converting it for the time being so that we can just simply protect your account and then we are just going to reverse it. I'll help you.
Wouldn't you just lock the account?
If we lock the account, all the things will be getting shared. That is the reason. The people are getting inside your account. That's why you are not able to lock that. So it will be coming up. Yeah. Absolutely. Just wait for a second. Let me just check. Can you see any options coming up called view gift card like that?
Yes.
Click on that. View gift card. Now just give me a moment. Now wait for a second. And now click on unwrap my gift. If you see any option called unwrap my gift.
Yeah.
Now can you see it has been came up? Click on next. Now can you see it will be just giving you the security code. Scroll it down.
Yeah.
Now just wait for a second. Now just give me a moment. Wait for a second. Now there will be a 4-digit PIN. You can write it down in a piece of paper.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you just simply do one thing. You just swipe your screen bottom to top. Close that page. Now close that page. Yeah. Now first you check your email. That you got any of the things onto your email.
Yes.
You got it. Now the thing is that you have write down the code. With the help of that code, we will just simply redeem that. We will transfer it to your account. But we don't want that your email is getting compromised. So you just click on the back arrow. Give a click on the back arrow on that email. Click on the back arrow. Now you just simply select that card. Select that card and just delete that email. Otherwise, we don't want that it will be getting compromised. Okay. So can you see at the bottom left hand bottom corner, there will be the dustbin sign, anything like that? Can you see any dustbin sign? Any dustbin sign? Like a bin sign at the left hand very bottom.
No.
Do not touch the mobile phone. Focus at the left hand very bottom. There will be a blue dustbin sign. Press on dustbin sign. No. You are scrolling the page. I'm telling you, do not touch the mobile phone. Look at the left hand side very bottom. Without touching your mobile phone, can you see the dustbin sign?
The attachment or the trash?
The trash. Press on the trash.
You want me to delete it?
Yeah, because we don't want that email is getting compromised. Now give a click on the back arrow.
Yeah.
All right. Now this time you just go to your home screen and open the zip. open up the zip.
Yeah.
Now, once you open up the zip, you click on done. Press on done. Press on done.
Done.
Now, click on the X at the top. Oh, wait. Yeah. So, what we need to do, we have started the security onto your zip money. Now, this time, we need to just protect your zip pay. So, click on the gift card. Click on the gift card.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, look for the WW Woolworth one once again.
Yeah.
Click on that. Yeah. Now, do you remember what is the amount you have onto your zip pay?
Like $95 or something?
Okay, do one thing. Click on the X. First you check. Click on the X. Click on the X. Click on home. Press on home.
Not, yeah, 96.
No, onto your zip pay. I'm talking about the zip pay.
Oh, zip pay. So you want me to train that too? Oh, my God. Yeah.
It will 182, like it will be. Okay, you just go to the shop. Click on the back arrow, then go to the shop.
Yeah.
Now, just give me a moment. Now, click on. Now, what you need to do is scroll down the page. Look for WW Woolworths. Give a click on that. Now, wait for a second. Now, select the amount. Scroll it down. Go to the top. First, you go to the top. Click on custom.
Yeah.
Put the amount 180.
Yeah.
Click on buy for myself. Now just verify it. Your message. Now first you need to check over there. Is it selected the zip pay account or pay now with zip? Now wait for a second. Now click on view gift card. Now click on unwrap my card. Click on unwrap my card. Now click on next. Yeah, press on next. Now just wait for a second. You just simply scroll down. Now you just simply swipe your screen bottom to top.
Yeah.
Now you just simply go to your home screen. Now check your email. You got one. Now you just simply delete it from the email. Now I need to just check about the security. Now, go to your home screen. Yeah. And please be with me for a while. First, you delete it.
One second.
Yeah.
Done.
Now, go to your home screen. And please be with me for a while. Okay? Just be with me for a while. So that I can just simply help you to just simply restore the things for you. My previous colleague will helping you to just verify the thing, and once we just simply found the IP information, then I'll just block it and help you to redeem all the things. All right, just give me a moment.
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah, hello.
This is Harry. Hi.
Hi.
Hi, ma'am. All right. Open up your Google once again.
Google?
Yeah. I want to train you, who can, use your details how many times, right? Open up the Google, and you can see the search panel.
Yes.
Put on that W3C Validator.
You got it?
Validator.
Validator?
Yeah, Validator. L-I-Dator. Validator.
Yeah.
Validator, ma'am. T-O-R.
Oh, T-O-R.
Yeah. Validator.
T-O-R.
Okay, put on that. W3C.
W3C.
Yes, only for put on that. W3C. W for whiskey. The number 3. The C.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Right. And click on the first one, the W3C mark of validation, right? Okay.
Yeah.
You can see the address panel on the screen?
Yes. Yeah.
Right. So that's the address screen. And put on that,
yeah,
right, which website you are using for the shopping. Put on that. Like, yes?
I don't know everywhere I've shopped.
No,
like,
no,
that would
no,
be near impossible. I'll be on the phone till tomorrow morning.
No. I want to showing you who can, like someone use your IP. So, the hacker has to use your IP address. So, that's why.
I know they've used my IP address. So I don't know when or how or who. And it's making me really frustrated now because I don't know where the card's being used.
I understand, ma'am. It's you're talking with me a long time. So extremely sorry for that, ma'am. Give me more like 5 minutes, ma'am. 5 to 10 minutes, all right? I never like taking your many time, ma'am. Only for 5 to 10 minutes, all right? So that's
yeah,
the address panel. That's the address panel. And put on your banking website, like a www.yourbankname.com. Right?
Okay, well, I'm just on my way to school
pickup.
I have to pick up my daughter from school, so I'm driving, so I can't drive anything
in at the moment. Okay, no problem. So don't worry. Don't touch your device right now, right? You should take
yeah,
it like a safe ride. It's safe for you, ma'am, at first, right? So don't touch it. I'm
yeah,
holding the line, okay? If you're done, then you stop with me. All right? I'm holding the line. Don't touch your device right now. Leave your mobile phone, right? And safe drive.
Okay, I'm here.
All right. So put on the test the address panel, ma'am.
Yep.
And put on your, like, most of them you can use any, like, shopping website or, like, banking website, right? Put on that and
uh-huh,
put www, your bank name, then give a dot, then
yep,
home. Then you need to click on, like, a check. than anything you got and let me know, all right?
Connection is secure.
Okay. What gives you right now?
Showing results for www.commonwealth.com.
Okay, scroll down. Scroll down.
Mm-hmm. There's like 33 error, but bad start tag in.
Okay, you got like error and warning, you got anything?
Yeah, like error.
Yes, because ma'am, the hacker ma'am using your bank many times, like how many times you got like error options? Like more than 10 or more than like 5?
3, 4, 5, 6.
Six, more than 5, oh my god. 5 times like use your bank, right? Okay, no worry, I can block the hacker, right? At first, our technician has the processing, right? Block the hacking and block the hacker, right? I can see on my database like 2 hacker active on your server right now, all right? So go to the top and click on the search panel once again, right? Someone, ma'am, access your banking server like more 6 times. Right. So you need to put in that your other information like your shopping website, like Facebook, Gmail. Click on check.
Yeah, the pay is one
time. Right. Yeah. Okay, no problem. So put on your another website, like
Afterpay is nothing. Oh no, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21.
All right. Okay. So do you have any money in your Afterpay account?
No.
Do you have any money?
No.
It's a zero?
It's zero.
Okay. I think, ma'am, someone like gets a credit into your Afterpay account. All right. So that's why they are like trying to take out your money, okay, from your Afterpay.
See, now you're not making any sense because before you made me spend all my shit on Afterpay and BitPay, and now I have to go to Afterpay and do the same. No way. Just block the account. Just block them completely.
I understand, ma'am. I understand. But
I'll
move it 5 minutes or 10 minutes, ma'am. Then I can block the hacker. Right. Okay.
10 minutes? So, but you've got all my information. You should be able to just block it.
Yes. Okay. You can see, like, at the check address panel. So, at this, ma'am, I can, like, secure your card, right? Secure your banking card. So, put on your banking card details. And you can click on check, right?
But that's not just giving my Commonwealth. This is getting weird.
Listen to me, ma'am. So one hacker, ma'am, acting on your card right now. All right?
Yeah. I'm going
to
my bank
like block the. Yes.
And
that's
I
why, ma'am, listen to me, ma'am. At first, ma'am, I want to generate the security, right, for your card. Like, you can use your card each and every time, like, shopping purpose, like,
yeah.
So that's why, all right? So you need to click on the search panel and put in your card number, right? Like,
well, I don't have my card with me. I'm in the car on my way to school pick up. That's what I'm saying.
Okay. Take your time, man. Take your time, okay? Don't you worry. Take
your
time.
You're going to sit on the phone till 3:30.
Sorry?
You're going to sit on the phone till 3:30.
Yeah, I'm holding a line, man. Take your time, right? I'm holding a line. Don't need to worry, man. I'll be with you, okay? Do your job, don't worry, and be with you. Alright? And see you on the beach. If like you can leave the beach, never get this page again, alright? So I request you, ma'am, don't leave this page right now. If like you can leave this page and never get this page again. Right?
You just said you only need 10 minutes to block the hacker. Why don't you?
Yes.
Ma'am,
congratulations. One hacker has been blocked right now. And I want to block the second hacker.
what is like active on your card, right?
Yeah, but I can go on my account and just block my card. Block my account.
No, don't need to do right now, ma'am. At first, I want to block the card, right? I want to block the hacker. Then you need to like block your...
going on.
Okay, ma'am, I can see on my database right now some illegal suspicious into your gallery, right? You can take like any screenshot.
I took screenshots of my thing.
Oh my god, ma'am, don't right now, ma'am. Don't do anything. So please,
I didn't do anything.
I believe you can take like some screenshots, right?
No, I swiped the top of my phone down.
No, you can take like some screenshot for the card. Woolworth card. So you need to...
The Woolworth card?
Yes, so delete that. Delete
okay.
that screenshot, right? It's not safe for you, ma'am. Delete the screenshots.
Okay.
I believe you have a screenshot, right? So delete that first.
What? The phone?
Yes, I believe you have like some screenshots. So delete
yes.
Right? Yes, delete it. Delete that.
So wouldn't my whole phone be compromised then if I
yes,
have to delete
exactly.
these? Now I have
ma'am,
to...
Your mobile phone is also connected with your IP address. You understand?
Yeah,
so
I understand. I don't know
connected with the hacker.
Shit.
Now I'm giving you the protection, ma'am. All right.
Well, just turn your phone off and use someone else's. Same shit. Okay.
Oh, give me 1 second, ma'am. Give me 1 second. Stay on the beach. Okay, give me 1 second, ma'am. I want to block this hacker, right? The second hacker acting on the card. So stay on the line.
Yeah.
And you need to log in, you need to open up the Google, the WCC validator, right? And you need to put on your card number, right? Like, do you have with your card? So take a picture,
no.
Right? Take a picture.
I don't have my wallet or anything in the car. I don't.
Okay.
I use my license on my card, on my phone.
Okay. Okay, do you have like any picture of the card, like both sides of the card?
No,
okay.
Nothing. I don't see any of that in my phone.
Okay. So you need to do one thing, close each and everything and come back to normal screen, right?
Yep.
All right. So I will like ring you back after 30 minutes, okay, ma'am? You can save the time.
Mm-hmm.
All right, ma'am? If you have any problem, then I'm giving you the number, like 1-800... This number. You need to call on this number. All right? Okay, ma'am. Bye-bye.